It's time for our weekly Fargo Force coaches conversation this week with a native of the area, a Morehead High graduate, and Carson Kosabud. Carson, congrats on the job with the Fargo Force, first off, our first conversation with you. And secondly, if you're just able to give us a little bit of your background as to who Carson Kosabud actually is.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Morehead, like you said. I graduated in 17. I grew up around the area. I played a little college hockey at Arizona State and Alaska Anchorage, and I played a year professional overseas and a little bit in the U.S. And now I just got my start in coaching, so I'm back in town.
It's absolutely tremendous. For those who are unaware, what is your role with the team as a coach? Are you predominantly on one side of the ice versus the other? Are you more along the lines of scouting? Kind of what is your role for this year's coaching staff as you kind of work your way into being a full-time coach?
Yeah, this year my role is I'm kind of a guy that's up in the stands clipping a lot of video. I'm going over video with a lot of the players. I'm usually at every game, so I'm just, you find me up in the stands somewhere up with a laptop, but I'm just kind of a jack of all trades, really. I'm just helping with skill development for our players, and I'm also just kind of taking care of both forwards and D with just little things that I can help them with.
With this coaching staff specifically this season, of course we have returning head coach Brett Skinner, but basically the rest of the staff is newer coaches, at least to the area, whether you looked at the director of scouting in Hampus or Jimmy, the associate head coach. What has it been like for you guys meshing as a coaching staff so far, knowing that for the most part, you guys have been together maybe a month longer than this team has this season?
It's been good. Given that we're all new and it's all new faces, I think we've meshed really well, and they're great people, so it's good to come to the rink every day and see all of them. I think we've done a good job so far with everybody and being able to mesh together well, so I think it's been pretty good to see so far, and it's going to be a long season, but it's great to start.
Carson, obviously you guys have gotten off to a pretty good start so far, 3-1-0-1. You guys had a tough outing in Kearney last weekend on Friday, getting shut out 4-0, but you guys rebounded really, really nicely 4-1 on that Saturday night game. What does that say about a team that can kind of shake off that 4-0 shutout and come back and get a big win the next night?
Yeah, I mean, it's really good to see that. It's really hard to battle back on that second game on a back-to-back night. It's really promising to see that, even though we can, get pumped in a little bit and then come back and do the pumping, that really shows some promise, and we're excited to see that this early in the year.
Well, this week coming up, you're going to have three nights and three games, and I know I've talked to different coaches over the course of the time we've been interviewing Fargo Force coaches, but from your perspective, when you've got three games and three nights, what is it going to take to be able to be not only competitive but win those three games in a row? Because obviously three games and three nights is not easy at any level, but here we go coming up this week, three games and three nights. What's it going to take to be able to be competitive and win those games?
Well, it's going to be a lot of guys taking care of their bodies off the ice as well. It's tough playing 3-3. I remember the days of doing that. So that's going to be a big part of it, is making sure guys are staying healthy and taking care of their bodies. But also, we can't adjust our style of play just because it's 3-3. I think we still have to play hard and physical and fast. So those are the keys to success for us. But I would say just mainly trying to take good care of our bodies off the ice and on the ice.
Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, were you the coach that came over then from the Cullen Hockey Academy over there in Morehead?
Yeah. I was working over at CFA this summer. I was doing that and FSP, which is in the gym. I was working with kids throughout the whole summer.
So obviously you can be obviously even more so probably a developmental coach because obviously you've got that background coming into it. But for you as a coach coming into this and becoming a part of the Fargo Force, obviously you've had kind of periphery kind of interactions with the Fargo Force kind of being over there at the Cullen Hockey Academy. But what's been the biggest change for you coaching-wise when it comes to coaching the Force as opposed to being over at the Hockey Academy?
Well, definitely I would say like the age. Age is a lot different. When I was working over with the Cullen Force Academy, it was mainly younger kids and I would get probably a little bit of high school players, but just like the high level of talent that our guys have and just the coachability, it's really nice. It's a good change because, you know, I can, you know, give somebody some advice and they can go right away and do it. And that's really fun to watch and good to see. So that's what I would probably say.
Interesting. I mean, we usually talk every year. We get those chance to do the in the box interviews. We talk about these players and what it's like to become a member of the Force. Now, as a member of the Fargo Force coaching staff, can you tell us a little bit about your kind of your initial thoughts on the facilities, the training regimens that you guys have, the ability to have a Stanley Cup winner there close by the players to help guide them along their hockey journey? What's it like to be able to be a part of an organization that has so many resources as it at its disposal?
Yeah, I mean, even when I was playing junior hockey, I was originally drafted here back in the day, believe it or not. So I kind of got a little bit of insight back then, and so just to see how far things have come and see the building, you know, I mean, I think we have the best building in the league and great fans, best fans in the league too. Not many places you can sell out or even have 3,500 on an average game day basis, but it's really awesome. Like, we made a lot of big upgrades in our gym. That's been fun to see. I was here this summer, so I kind of got to witness a lot of that. But it's a pretty high level of facilities that we have, mm-hmm. and it's great to see that. And I know the boys love that, so.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to you and coaching, obviously, I don't believe it's been very many years that you've got into coaching. So obviously, when it comes to coaching, there's a lot of players and former players, I should say, that gotten into coaching. There's former coaches that have coached here in Fargo. They've either moved on to college jobs or they moved up the ladder from being assistants to head coaches, etc. When you think about Carson, and you're as a coach Carson now, what would you say your long-term goals are? I mean, I don't want to say that you're going to leave the Fargo Force anytime soon, but are there bigger goals for you when it comes to coaching? I mean, how much have you fallen in love with coaching now that you've kind of stepped foot into it?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely fallen in love with it. It's very similar to playing. You're on the bus with all the boys and going on road trips, and you're just on the other side of the bench now, which has been pretty fun for me to do. My long-term goal, you know, I'm just looking forward to this year and winning a championship, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But, I would say a long-term goal for me is I would love to be a college coach. I think that's kind of where a lot of people want to end up, mm-hmm. And just try to climb the ladder as far as I can. But, I'm just really looking forward to this year and, hoping we do well.
When you look at the first, I guess it's only been five games. Now you got these big three games coming up, and you're kind of really, this team is really getting into the swing of the season because, you had your home opener, then you finally went out to Kearney, and you had a kind of a week break before that home opener. When you look at the initial five games of the season, you're not even 10% of the way in through the season. What are your first impressions of this team and how good this team can be this season?
Yeah, I think we've shown some really good signs of greatness. I think some parts of our systems, it's guys still learning. And we have some younger guys that this is kind of a change of pace for them, too. So I think that's kind of part of it. And, you know, we're early, so we're very very willing to learn. And I think that's kind of going to be another big part of our success. But, I think so far it's been great. There's been some really promising things that we'd love to see. I think we just need to score some more goals, but doesn't everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to relate it to the Force and the fact that you guys have a couple of former Spuds as well. Zach Zimmerman, Brooks Cullen on the roster. But for you as a Moorhead native, I'm just curious as to you know, what had happened 6 months ago with the Spuds finally getting that elusive state championship down in St. Paul. For you as an alumni, what were the emotions of something like that, and how cool is it now to be able to coach a couple of those guys that came from that same program you were a part of?
Yeah, that was actually really fun to see. I was watching on TV and rooting on the Spuds. But, yeah, it was that's something really special that those guys are going to have for a lifetime. And the first Spuds team to ever win state. And I know my senior year we lost state, unfortunately, the Grand Rapids in the championship. But so, yeah, it's been fun to kind of see all that and talk to the guys and kind of pick their brains and how much fun that was. But, yeah, I was really happy for them, and I was really excited to be coaching a couple of those guys this year. So it's been good.
Yeah, uberly talented, that's for sure. These guys are tremendous. Watching them play the last couple of years has been a ton of fun. Looking forward to seeing them as well on the ice with the Force for the rest of the season and hopefully for another year or two to come from there. Jace had already asked you a little bit about this weekend with three games in three nights and how tough that can be. Thursday night with Sioux City, Friday and Saturday with Des Moines. I'm kind of curious how you overall approach it though, because it's not that you're playing one team in three nights, you're playing two different teams, and you also have to keep your body fresh. So is it really truly as simple as just worrying about Sioux City Thursday and then you'll scout for Des Moines on Friday morning to not overwhelm the guys mentally? How do you approach that weekend playing two opponents over three nights?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of go over both teams, to be honest. But, I mean, we're really kind of just more focused on game one. You know, like, we got to have a good start if we want to have a good weekend. It's going into those three and threes and playing two different teams. It is a little bit much to worry about, but you just got to take one game at a time. And we always make adjustments, and if stuff needs to happen differently, but yeah, I think we're just mainly focused on that first game, coming out with a good start, and yeah, then we'll focus on Des Moines after that.
You grew up with a great fan base from Moorhead. You were able to play some high level college hockey as well, but as we close out this conversation here tonight, we want to thank you for a couple minutes of your time. But just approaching this weekend with these three home games, I'm curious as to your thoughts as to how you feel about the fan base from the Force. I know you'd said that they're the best fans in the USHL earlier on in the conversation, but on any given night to watch a bunch of 16 to 21-year-old young men play hockey, and the fact that you can approach 4,000 people pretty regularly at Shields Arena, how cool, how special is that? And just, I mean, how do you take that in as a coach and trying to, you know, almost keep your emotions in check at the same point because of how many people are like a bunch of banshees out there cheering for you guys?
Yeah, no, it's been great to see. Like I said earlier, that it's pretty special that you can get that fan base on a regular basis. Not many places can do that, and you know, it's been great to see. And I know it's only gotten more and more popular as the years have gone on. But yeah, it's been awesome, and especially to hear that crowd. I know the boys love it when they're on the ice, and it does make a big difference. So I just wanted to thank everybody for coming out.